From the newsroom, I'm Lou Abier with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. It was confirmed on Wednesday that a person in California who had been vaccinated against COVID-19 is the first in the nation to have a verified case of the Omicron variant. That person was a traveler who had returned from South Africa to San Francisco last week and was tested positive on Monday. He was vaccinated, but apparently had not received a booster shot yet and was experiencing some mild symptoms. Governor Newsom, trying to calm some nerves, says the development should not bring about any lockdowns to the state during the holidays. The state of California water woes are serious. Mandatory water cutbacks could be coming soon now that the voluntary restrictions seem to have made very little impact. The State Water Project says the drought is so severe they are not going to allocate any water from those reservoirs as we head into next year. In the current drought conditions, the reservoirs so far below normal, Lake Oroville, the largest reservoir in the State Water Project, at 30% capacity, about half of where it should be, Shasta Lake at 25%. Governor Gavin Newsom weighing in on those smash-and-grab raids on stores in the state. He says he thinks shoplifters should be prosecuted under existing California laws, calling out to local officials who he says have been a little reluctant to do so. Newsom says he wants to get tough, get aggressive, and go after these retail theft rings operating in the state. Up next, it's Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Arcata City staff identifying the Gateway Plan area, a 138-acre location west of K Street, expected to be rezoned when the city's general plan is updated. The area has potential to be redeveloped into housing, and members of the public can access and review the plan at cityofarcata.org. Humboldt State University police and other local first responders conducting an active shooter tactical drill on Monday, December 6th from 3:30 until 6:30 p.m. with news. I'm Peter Colleen.